It's Wendy Snyder, and I am sitting in for Bob Surratt today with Andy Mazur and Dave Schwann. Bob will be back tomorrow, and I want to talk fireworks for a little bit. We have on the line with us Bill Weimer, VP and General Counsel at Phantom Fireworks. And Bill, how's it going?
Going great. Having a great 4th. How about you?
Well, I'm going to have a great 4th after I get out of here. I have been seeing the billboards, Phantom Fireworks, and I just was reading that sales of fireworks are down a little this year. Is that true?
Our sales are pretty much where they were last year.
All right.
Having a pretty good season.
We in Illinois, of course, have some fireworks that are illegal, but we all seem to drive to Indiana and find some fireworks. And I heard one of my kids ask my husband last night, "Dad, do we have any fireworks left? Can we use some that we have left over from last year?"
Sure. Fireworks essentially have no shelf life. You can use them.
They've been kept in a dry space.
As long as it's dry.
Yes.
You're fine.
All right. I need to know if you're born with
You probably should pick up. Probably should pick up some more because there's lots of new stuff out there.
Well, so tell us what some of the best sellers are. We've had fun with the alien heads, and my in-laws are very into fireworks.
Well, the best sellers are the assortments where you get a little bit of everything. That always and continues to be the best seller. The individual items are the ones that go up in the air and make your traditional color and burst and noise. You can get them in tubes, reloadable tubes, where you load a shell into the tube, shoot it, then load another shell into the tube, shoot it, hence reloadables. Or you can go with what's called an aerial repeater, and that's a series of tubes that are fused together, held together, and you light one fuse, and then sequentially, each of the smaller tubes shoots a shell into the air to give you your color and your burst and your noise. They make beautiful displays in the sky, not quite as not as big as our big brothers, the professional display fireworks like
right.
You see on the Navy Pier. But, you know, you're in your backyard, you're in a little closer quarters, so they really give a good show.
You know, and I do wonder if this is a hereditary thing, because my in-laws, every year we've gone over to their house, and my father-in-law does that fake running, like he's going to run in the house before the police arrive. And there are some beautiful displays. We always have a bucket of water and a hose, but my mother-in-law laughs at me because I'm always like swearing, and I'm always like, oh my God, because I'm a fraidy cat, kind of. But you can light up fireworks safely, correct?
You can do it safely, but you have to follow certain rules. No question about it.
And give us some of the rules. Keep a hose or a bucket of water handy, that's for sure.
Sure. That's
don't wear flip-flops.
First of all, respect what you're doing. You're actually burning things, so you have to respect that. Let a sober adult light the fireworks, never children.
Okay, Bill, that was the greatest thing ever said. Let a sober adult light it, no children. That
correct.
Is perfect.
Absolutely. Designated shooter. You need water, as you said.
Yeah.
Put them on a hard, flat surface. Don't light them on gravel or grass. If you're on grass, throw down a piece of plywood for your hard, flat surface. But you need distance. And so for people like you who have a fear of the fireworks, if you're close to the fireworks, you should have a fear. But if you're using aerial fireworks and you're at least 150 feet away, you should be pretty safe. If you're using ground-based fireworks, we recommend 35 to 50 feet away.
Okay.
You need some distance, just in case.
All right.
And you wouldn't scream so much.
Well, I do enjoy it once they're up in the air. I just get nervous. And then, you know, if you light one and they don't go off, either spray it with water or what do you do? Because don't go back and look at it.
Don't go back and look at it. Don't try and relight it. Douse it with water. Put it aside. until you're done. And when you're done, douse it with more water. And when you dispose of the fireworks, this is vital, you dispose of fireworks, douse them with water, even though you think they're out. There could be an ember burning inside. So you douse them with water, put them in a metal container, put a top on it, leave it outside overnight. Don't leave it in the garage. Leave it outside, away from the house. So God forbid there's an ember that catches, even with the dousing and everything, it's not going to affect anything.
All right, so listen, I'm listening to you. Bill Weimer is on the line with us, VP and General Counsel at Phantom Fireworks. There is a whole safety procedure that if you follow, you should have no problem. My favorite color are the blue. Is that the hardest to light? Is that like, does that get the hottest?
Blue is, copper makes blue. But it's the only rare thing about blue is that it's the most expensive to make.
See, I have expensive taste.
We have plenty of blue fireworks, and just sold a couple yesterday when I was at the showroom.
All right, and where's the closest Phantom Fireworks? How do we find you? I'm on the website, actually.
North or south, either way. North, it's Beloit, Wisconsin, Racine, Wisconsin. South and Highland, Indiana, probably the closest.
And you can pick up some fireworks and some cheap cigarettes and then come back and have a great 4th of July cookout.
I don't know. I gave the cigarettes up a long time ago.
I did
fireworks
too.
Fireworks I can vouch for.
All right. Well, cool. Well, Bill, thank you very much. I wish you a very safe and happy 4th of July, and thanks for chatting with us.
Same to you, Wendy, and all your listeners. Be safe.
You as well. Thank you very much. Bill Weimer.